بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مقبول فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. The translation of this verse it is in Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse number 100. Allah Ta'ala says, until when death come to one of them, meaning mushrikeen, idol worshippers, he says, my Lord, send me back so that I may do good deeds in that which I have left behind. Allah will reply, no, it is but a word that he speaks, and behind them is a barzakh, a barrier, until the day they will be resurrected. Close meaning of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the very famous hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us that there are two bounties, very special favors of Almighty Allah, in which most of the people, mankind, are unmindful, neglectful. And what are those ni'mat and bounties? As-sihhatu wal-faragh. A health, good health, and spare time. Every bounty of Allah is very precious, very valuable. But in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighted these two special bounties, which everyone has it. It is abundant, but very few people appreciates it and utilize it in the correct manner. Number one is health, good health, and number two is spare time. Just imagine from the morning till evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made only 5 times for a salat. If you calculate the time out of 24 hours of a day, that all 5 times salah, including faraiz, sunan, nawafil, everything, if you include all the rakat of the prayers, it works out just 1 hour. Just 1 hour. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, Allah has granted us the wealth of time, treasure of time, 24 hours. Right? Out of 24 hours, Allah just wants us to worship Him just 1 hour, remember Him 1 hour, and rest of the 23 hours of the day is yours. Utilize it as you want. Still, 99% of the Muslims have no 1 hour to spend in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the dilemma. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is warning about. Likewise, health is such a good and best. They say, the bounty of health is better than thousands of bounties. Thousands of bounties. Tandurasti hazar ne'mat se behtar hai. In Urdu they say, tandurasti hazar ne'mat se behtar hai. One side you have thousands of bounties of Allah, one side you have just health. That health is more important and precious than the thousands of bounties. Why? Because person has wealth. He has all the resources. He has all the luxuries. But if he doesn't have health, he is sick. What all the wealth is going to do with him? He cannot enjoy big house, flashy car, nice wife, good children. He's not going to enjoy anything because he doesn't have person is very poor, doesn't have wealth or good family, or but he's very healthy. So he's going to take one bread, piece of bread, but he will enjoy it because he got health. That's why it is said you have value your health better than anything else. Here I'm going to share one very, very touching story, and it is not fairy tale, it is a true story. And we can take some lesson out of it, how health valuable and precious in our life. There was a brother in Pakistan. His name is Brother Siddiqui, just a fake name. He was very enthusiastic young man. So he wanted to become an engineer. He studied in library day and night, made tremendous effort. And because of his effort, he graduated from one of the University of Pakistan with a high rank. So the moment he graduated and his result came out, one of the, because these, you know, skill searchers everywhere, they are looking for the good skilled people. So as soon as he floated his you know, resume on the internet, one big company of America invited him and offered him very good job. So immediately he said, this is a good chance for me, golden chance. So he booked the ticket and he flew to America. And here he started working one of the biggest company of New York. Because he was very high skilled, very good experience in engineering, he was earning very well. And within a few years, he bought the house, he bought a flashy car, and one of the co-worker in the same company, young lady, he fell in love with her. Her name is Margaret, and they got married. So he settled down in New York, in a posh area, very, very good bank balance in his bank account. And he had every luxury you can imagine. He was just enjoying his life. Everything was available in front of him. So he was very happy. Dunya-wise, he was very happy, very satisfied. And he just enjoying his life with his family. After a few years, he decided to go to visit his parents back home in Pakistan. So first time he took his wife to Pakistan, Karachi. There he landed to the airport, went to his parents' house. They were so happy to see him after so many years. His siblings and all other relatives and friends, they were very happy. So very next day, he received a call from his company that you have to complete and finish that one project you left, and it is urgent, so you have to come back. So because it's the call from the company, he had no choice. So he convinced his wife that I'm going to finish my job in within a week and I'll be back. Up till then, you stay with my parents and enjoy, you know, in Pakistan, look around. So very next day, he took the flight and flew away again back to New York. 26 hours of journey. When he landed in airport, New York airport, he was very tired and went straight to his house, and he set up his alarm for next day 6 a.m. because he had to go to the office. And he just fell on his bed and upside down started sleeping, deep sleep. Next day, his eye opens at 11 o'clock. He just looking at the alarm, and he was worried that I supposed to be there in the office 8 o'clock, I am late. So suddenly he wanted to jump up from the bed to get ready and rush to the office. But surprisingly, he couldn't move his limbs of the body. While he was sleeping, He got attack of paralyzed, stroke, and entire body became paralyzed. He wanted to scream, but voice couldn't come out from his throat. He couldn't move his hands and legs and anything. Now the phone in the home is ringing. Sometimes from the office, sometimes from the wife, you reach home, how are you, things like that. He was hearing, but he couldn't pick up the phone. He couldn't answer. Totally paralyzed. Only his eyes were working and brain was functioning a little bit. He forgot everything of his life. He even forgot who he is. He forgot his name. Everything was wiped off from his brain. He was wondering, who is he? And in the house, no one was there to help him, to assist him. He's just lying on the bed. Just day before, he was very intelligent engineer of the world, right? And very next day, he forgot everything. His brain was empty, no information. He's lying just like that for 3 days, hungry and thirsty. No one knew about it. After 6 days, mailman of that area came to deliver some letters. And because he was very good communication with the mailman, they had a high hello friendship, they used to talk. So he was his friend. So when the mailman saw the door is open, he knocked the door, the door was unlocked, he entered inside to greet him. As he came, he said, "Assalamu alaikum." No response. He's just looking at. So he got surprised, little curious, came nearby to his bed to see what's going on. He found only his eyes is open and rest of the body is motionless, powerless, helpless. He wondered. Immediately he dialed 911. Ambulance came within 5 minutes, pick up the body and transfer into one of the big hospitals of New York. When he was admitted in the hospital, he felt in coma. And he remained in coma for 9 months. And all the experts, surgeons, doctors, they did every kind of surgery and treatment on his body to bring him back from the coma. They failed. Nothing was helping. Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can do anything in any way. After 9 months, he gained consciousness. 9 months is passed in a bed unconsciously.